Oh. Thanks for picking me up from the Bipolar Express, guys.
All right.
This is the pilot episode of the podcast. Or should I say the conductor episode?
That's it.
That was good.
No, that's good.
Instead of a podcast, the caboose cast.
Oh, shut the fuck up.
God.
Fucking train jokes.
So we're going to talk to the driver of the vehicle. This is the episode when they pick me up from the Bipolar Express station and drive me home.
To your station.
Yeah. What?
To the master station.
So I want to jump right into a topic. We're just talking about a paranormal Toy Story toys. Does anyone have any paranormal
yes,
stories at all?
Yes. Oh. So there's this frog that my friend had. Don't remember its name.
Is this a real frog?
No, it's like a toy.
Oh.
And it would, I don't know why I did that for toy. It's a toy. But it's a shake and wait.
Shake and bake?
Shake weight. Oh, sorry.
The shake weight.
It has the at the end. No, it's a C for copyright. But, we had this toy. It's a frog. This diminutive little thing. And you'd press the red button and it would say, like, I want a hug and stuff like that.
That's good.
So we're going to sleep once, and in the other room, all of a sudden we hear, where are you? Like, what? And then we stop and, I want a hug. So we're just like, we fucking flip, threw it in the fucking closet, and just booked it, like, upstairs into the living room to sleep. Because when you're, like, 7 years old and you hear, where are you?
Are you talking about a Furby? Because, like,
no,
that shit all the time.
Furbies did that shit all the time, but you throw them against the wall, and then they started speaking, like, I don't know, Enochian or something, just like the demon language. It's like, I love privacy. That was a Furby.
They start speaking Klingon. That's scary. I don't really have any that I can think of. Like, other than, like, my Buzz Lightyear bank that would go off in the middle of the night. I would be sleeping. I'm six. And in the middle of the night, I just hear, like,
to infinity.
I come in peace. And I remember one time, I don't know if I remembered, if this is one of those things where you remember it every time and it's different every time you remember it. But I don't know, I remember this. Since then, I remember saying, shut up! And it stopped.
I have two, okay? Both of them are Toy Story related. Nice. I'll start with Zurg, because Zurg happened about a couple years ago.
You had a Zurg?
I never had a Zurg toy. That's so cool.
My friend did, and he brought it to my house because we were filming something, and we needed Zurg for a school project. So we brought Zurg to my... Yes. And I had Zurg on my pool table at the time. I got rid of that pool table, but it was on the pool table, and... sleeping, and all of a sudden I hear, like, do you want me to defend this area? That's what he says, but he's motion activated.
Yeah, okay? Same with the frog.
He's motion activated. There's no one in my fucking basement. I'm up till, like, 3 o'clock. My parents are way asleep, and I haven't heard them come down. I'm still up, and I just hear him, like, do you want me to defend this area? Like, I've got you, criminals. Come. And I'm like, oh my god, it's coming for me. This is it. This is how I die. I give up. Left my lights on that night and slept with all my lights on. Next story happened a couple months ago, maybe a month ago. This is how recent this one is.
How come it's scarier when it's recent?
Okay. Because it's like, it still scares us.
Yeah. Okay. Oh!
So, I'm sitting on my computer, which is at one end of my basement, and on the end, I'm playing games with my friend. She's really quiet, and it's late night, so there's nothing. All of a sudden, I hear that, you know the Woody with the pullback string that would be like,
yeah.
There's a snake in my boot. All of a sudden, I just hear, like, there's a snake in my boot. I'm like, what the fuck? And I slowly turn to where, because hidden behind a curtain, actually. It's actually up behind a curtain.
For such
a
scared in the corner.
And I'm like, what the fuck? And it's really dark over there. And I'm looking at it, and I'm thinking, what the fuck's going on? And as I'm looking at it, it goes like, howdy, partner. My name's Woody. You're my favorite deputy. I'm like, freaking the fuck out. I go, because I thought, it's also near a window. The curtain blocks the window.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking, someone's either coming into my basement from right there and they hit Woody and now they're freaking out, or Woody's possessed. Either way, I'm not sleeping in the basement.
So I've got two as well. One of them, not so much paranormal, but one of them, I had a Star Wars bank, and when you'd put a coin in, you'd put a coin in like an area, and R2-D2 would go forward as the Star Wars theme went, and he would push the coin in, and C-3PO would move his arms and go,
yeah, that's what my Buzz Lightyear one did too.
Yeah, like human cyborg relations. This is my counterpart, R2-D2. And his eyes would light up yellow. But sometimes, like, if you press the demo button, it wouldn't. Like, it wouldn't speak. It would just move and, like, light up. So I remember one night I woke up to just yellow eyes.
Oh, my God.
Just fucking yellow eyes. And just, like, almost crying. So my parents had to take it out of my room at night. I wanted it in my room during the day, but at night, before they had to go to bed.
Get that shit out.
They had to do it, yeah. And the other one is not paranormal. I tried to pull it off as. I got an air hog when I was, like, 8. Like the original air hog, where you had to pump that shit for like half an hour.
Yeah, I forgot about those.
And then you spin it.
They had like the air reservoir. Yeah. It was like clear orange.
Oh, I had green. I had clear purple. Oh. So my auntie got it for me. And I wasn't allowed to play it with it because it was too late at night. My parents said, just wait till tomorrow. I didn't want to. So I pumped that shit up like 10 p.m. at night when everyone's asleep on a weeknight. And then I hit it. Yeah. And he goes, bang! And I go, no, no! And I try to stop it and it hurts, and then, like, it just goes on for a good minute.
Yeah, it does. It goes for
like
a long time.
Yeah, sitting like an asshole in my room with this fucking So I chuck it, and I hear my parents, like, go beneath the covers, light's still on. And my neck is like, what is that? I don't know. It was in the corner, it just went off. Trying to blame, like, a ghost. On this pump action thing. I don't know, Dad. It attached to the pump and just started going.
It attached to the pump and watched the pump go, and then I'm just sitting here quietly. Yeah. And I watch the pump go, and then it goes off and it flies around my
mouth. Dad, I don't know what. Something picked it up, put it on the pump, pumped it for half an hour, and then spit it. I was so terrified. Thank God you're here.
I'm still happy to see you.
And it, of course, I didn't buy it or shit, so I took it away for another week, so I couldn't play with it. And that same air hog almost killed my little brother.
Oh my God.
Like, I threw it and it was going down towards him. We're like, jump! Boom! Just missed his head.
That's
why would he jump? You wanted to duck.
No, like, jump down. Like, boom. No, like,
Did I ever tell you guys about the Home Alone poster in my room?
No.
Oh.
You have like
Kevin, just like,
yeah, like,
yeah.
Like,
well,
looking at you.
Yeah, yeah, like the,
above with your bed, like, so with, you can sleep at,
yeah, pretty much above. It was on the wall from the left of me, but it was, okay. I was a little kid, so it seemed huge. My dad worked at a video store called Bill's Video, and so he had access to all these movie posters. And so when we moved into our new house in 1995, he had all these posters for me. So I had like Home Alone 1 and 2 posters. I had, nice, Great Mouse Detective posters. I had, nice, the Flintstones with John Goodman.
Yeah. Viva Rock Vegas or
whatever. No, that was the second one.
Oh yeah, that one didn't have John Goodman.
No.
Like the green kazoo.
And so I had the Home Alone poster, the Home Alone 1, so you can imagine like the Macaulay Culkin, that screaming face.
Yeah.
Which, just describing it, sounds terrifying. And I remember, you remember the cover to the movie, how it had like him in front of a window with like Marv?
Yeah, and then the two
Marv, like Joe Pesci. The Sticky Bandits. The Sticky Bandits is the second one. Sticky Bandits is the second one.
I know they're in the second one, but like, and, I still think it's funny.
So you know how they're like in the background?
Yeah.
Like looking through the window too?
Yeah.
Well, one night when I was 6, I was laying with my Mickey Mouse covers, and I was just staring at this poster, and I was just staring at it, because I was like, I don't know, you're a kid, you stare at things.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's scary. And then I'm just staring at it, and then at the corner of my eye, you know which one Marv is, and not Joe Pesci.
Yeah.
Corner of my eye, I see him wink at me. And I was like, instantly like, aah! And I started crying, and I ran.
You started
doing the... Hands on my cheeks. And I go running out of my room, like, whoa, 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 Marv winked at me. And she's like, what? I'm like, Marv, hold on, just winked at me. And I'm like, you have to come see it, check it out. She's like, okay. And she comes up and looks at my post, and she's like, no, no, no one's here. And she's like, you said he winked at you? I'm like, yeah, he looked at me. And then he closed one eye at me. And she's like, okay, well, no one's in the poster, so go back to bed. I'm like, okay.
I can't wait to have kids. Like, just like this shit that we, like, yeah, cry about.
Exactly. And then
Dad, C3P was on.
Look at you! I put a penny in, you talk to me!
It's so irrational, but it's like, at one of the kids, it's like, it's fucking terrifying. Yeah, it's, I almost died.
That, like, that happened.
The poster winked at me, I almost
Daniel, whatever his name, looked at me, and he winked at me.
So, opposite end of the spectrum here, I didn't get scared that often as a kid, because my dad and I, we ran a haunted house. Actually, pretty popular.
Oh, that's right, yeah, you mentioned all the time.
That's why you don't get scared of shit.
No, I don't get scared.
I get scared all the fucking
so
time.
So, I would always, like, be in the haunted house terrifying adults. all the time, so none of this shit scared me. I'd be in, like...
You weren't even a cop.
Wait, were
like,
you...
I was, like, in the guts.
Were you terrifying adults, or was like, oh, look at the kid!
No, like, right now they're screaming, and my dad had to come in and be like, Rainer, you gotta tone it down. One year, like, for example,
Really?
Go tell that kid that he's being scary just to boost his...
One year, I was...
See that little retarded kid?
Well,
One year,
he's got, like, a Max mask on.
Mighty Max.
I'll kill us. Right now.
But it's more like,
I will derail this train.
You're derailing my story.
Sorry. Puts it
One time, I was in this ape costume, and I was near the end of the haunted house, and what I was designed to do was to grab the people's legs. It was all furry, right? So all of a sudden, like, some furry thing would grab you, and I swear to God, all these people like, what the fuck is that? All, like, I get all these, like, you know, teenagers come through, oh, this stuff's not scaring me, and all of a sudden, like, what the fuck? So you can grab my leg. That's not fucking cool, man. Like, that's not cool. That's not fucking scary. That's just, like,
that's
you shouldn't do that.
It's gonna trip me. It's bull.
Fucking God, you little shit. I'm like 10 years old pulling this shit off.
I'm like, God, you little shit.
Yeah. I'm done, you little shit.
Fucking retarded.
That's such a
crippling
word.
Don't mess with
Wayno. That is
Wayno.
Such a crippling word, Rainer.
Wayno.
Anyways, yeah, so eventually we scared some
like
so bad they burnt
scary.
It down. So that was the thing.
They burnt what down?
The haunted house we were at, actually.
Oh, shit.
I was sleeping at mom's house.
Fire but, hazard?
No. It was made out of, like, older wood and stuff. We didn't put, like, you know... We didn't build a fucking house every year.
Yeah.
Nice.
But someone like set it on fire. And
no way.
Yeah, the haunted house went up in smoke.
It was those teenagers you scared.
No, it was because there's this one girl that got really bad that year, and she really, like, went on crying onto someone's porch, and they're like, "Hey, Rainer, you gotta stop because you're freaking them out." Because I had a spot I could run out after them if I wanted, and I did that to this girl. And she freaked out. So I think it was her boyfriend that came back because he didn't seem happy with me. Anyways.
Oh, you scared my girlfriend on Halloween. Fuck you.
That looks like a giant fish.
I don't see it.
Pareidolia. Woo!
Anyways, so...
Oh, we're going by the old fish of Manitoba
down, I wasn't
on the train.
Mad that they burnt down my fucking haunted house, like, whatever.
Yeah.
But they burnt down the tree, like, we had to cut it down eventually. But this tree in my front yard, I could climb it. It was fucking awesome. I was upset because my dad also got hurt in it, but, like...
Yeah, that upsets me, too. We moved out of my old house about 8 years ago, and we had a crabapple tree in our old house in the backyard, and I knew how to climb that thing like nothing. And then I drive by, like, a year later, and they cut it down.
Oh, I hate
and
that.
And it's a crabapple tree.
There was
made wine out of
we had a tire swing in my old, like, place in Morris, and we went back, and it was completely gone.
Oh.
Like, no trace of a tree.
People just love cutting down trees when they move into a house, because we did that, too, at our new house.
we're gone. Do you guys remember Legend of Wind Waker, right?
Yeah.
You know the grappling hook in it?
Yeah.
I can't remember the name of it.
Yeah, the rope?
Yeah.
Like, the rope in Hook or whatever?
Yeah,
can't remember what it's called.
Anyways. I saw that as a kid, and I was like, oh my fucking God, that's so smart, I need that. So I went around, like, looking for my house for something to make it, because I was like, I need this. And this gets kind of embarrassing, and I don't, fuck it, I have to finish the story now. But I couldn't find, like, anything cool, and I had to be 10 at the time, 11 maybe when it came out, and I didn't find anything cool, and then I decided to make something. So I found a yogurt cup, like, one of the, maybe, like, I think they're about this big, they're about a liter maybe.
All right.
There's nothing in it. We used it for, like, storage or whatever. I cut out, like, a claw into it, and then, like, I throw it up around the tree. I'm like, it's gonna hold me. It just flips, like, it just goes over. It doesn't wrap around like Lynx does. And I get super depressed, like, so sad that my dad goes up and hangs a swing from that tree because I was so upset. I was like,
oh, my plastic quadrant wall.
Yeah,
I'm
I had things
scowled.
Like that too, like my dad. Like I had.
Yeah, I'm retarded.
No, like I've seen shit like that too. Like I've done stuff like that too, like Star Wars lightsabers. Now if I had a lightsaber I made that broke, I'd get really sad. My dad would have to make one for me. I would make them out of like really, really weak sticks, and then my dad would like go to work and come back with like these giant like wooden things. Like you could hold these things, and there's like this is a fucking sword. This is a plastic sword. Fucking practice sword.
Break it.
It's a plastic sword. How's it feel, asshole?
I'm not very good.
But we're gonna keep doing it to you.
Yeah, no, it's great. It's funny, but Yeah, but going back to paranormal things,
Paralympics.
Going back to the Paralympics, which are super scary. You see that thing crawling after me?
And that has to be edited out.
Oh, that's bad.
Are we keeping that in there? Or...
Go on.
Anyways, so going back to the paranormal. Paradolia. No, the paranormal. I was at my friend's house, okay, and we're, like, talking about ghost stories, and we decide... So he had a Ouija board, okay, and we're playing with it, like... And, like, obviously we're trying to trick each other, and that night, myself and him, and we invited another friend over, we decide, like, you know what, we're gonna go to sleep after this night of fucking watching everything so frightening. Like, I'm just afraid right now, just... it was scary. But we were going to bed in the living room, myself and the other friend, and the guy who lived in the house, he went to bed in this room. And we were sleeping in the living room, and all of a sudden, this enormous sound from the basement just...
An enormous
sound? Oh my god, yeah. Yeah, that's a thing.
Okay.
And it's...
I've never heard that.
And it's just like... Boom! And just erect from our sleep, we run to the room.
You're erect?
And, no, we erect from our sleep. God damn, it's off. We erect from our keep sleep going. And run to the room. And we're just like, we're sleeping in here! And like, we all huddle into the same bed. Because this is like when we were like fucking 15 or something. We didn't give a shit. So we heard a thump. I didn't want to die. Man, what is it with you? Like, when you hear a word that's also classified as like a sexual term. Jesus Christ.
It just goes.
Okay, I'm 12, so...
What oh, look at the pussy.
Yeah, this? Pussy.
what do you think if I say vagina, huh?
You're making a real boner yourself.
No, the definition is a mistake. It's a mistake.
You are a mistake.
Oh.
That's what your parents told me.
Yeah.
They said not to tell you.
But they told me not to tell you.
I ruined the surprise.
The surprise.
The surprise is you.
Surprise!
I'm pregnant. Yeah. Yeah, I did not condom last night.
Oh.
Okay, well, we're arriving at our next stop. So this has been the little intro episode of the Bipolar Express podcast. Working title. I am Matt.
I'm Rainer.
And I'm Jeremy.
And on the next stop, who knows where it'll take us.